Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
Yes, I'm so sorry. My name's Rosie. I'm just joining the call. Nice to meet you. I'm on the HR team.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Thanks for meeting with me and Rosie. We've finished our evaluations of 2023 performance. This is where you have not met Cloudflare expectations for performance. We've decided to part ways with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop you right there. That was a Cloudflare account executive by the name of Brittany who recorded herself getting fired without any warning. Now, as you can tell, she wasn't about to go out quietly, and she ended up posting this 9-minute video on social media, which ended up going viral. The video sparked a pretty vicious debate over whether she was right to fight back and upload this recording to TikTok, or whether that behavior makes her a loose cannon employee that shouldn't be hired by another company. So we'll get back to that debate in just a moment, but let's take a look at those reactions after we take a look at what actually transpired during this 9-minute video. So here she is explaining why she feels that she's been wronged and blindsided by this firing. Let's take a look.
So I started August 25th. I've been on a 3-month ramp. And then it was 3 weeks of December, and then a week of Christmas. And then here we are. I have had the highest activity amongst my team. Since I've started, I have had 3 contracts out, done a really great job managing my deals up until the very end that decided not to close last minute. Every single one-on-one I've had with my manager, every conversation I've had with him, he has been giving me nothing but, "I am doing a great job. I have had great activity. I have really great meetings. I'm picking up the products very quickly, and things have been going really, really well. I make really great relationships with my clients." So I disagree that my performance hasn't been, I haven't met performance expectations, when I certainly have, just because I haven't closed anything officially.
Now, her manager, the person who does reviews with her and lets her know how well she's doing or where she needs to improve, was not on the call. And despite her best efforts, she was unable to get an explanation from those on the call about where the manager was and what he had to say about all of this. Apparently, the manager didn't even have any idea that the layoffs were happening. And that's according to a subsequent LinkedIn post that Brittany put up. But let's watch one more clip, and then I'm curious to hear what you think, John. Let's watch.
Just for clarification, you are not being singled out in this. Your peers are also being collectively assessed on performance. This is a collective calibration for Cloudflare. So I just want to clarify that piece. I won't be able to add any kind of specifics on numbers or.
Wait, yeah, no. Can you explain for me why Brittany Peach is getting let go?
I won't be able to go into specifics for numbers.
Wait, why though?
I'm happy to follow up with you separately to give you the data that was calibrated. I'll need to speak with revenue leadership specifically to see if we can get that for you. But Dom and
Can
I
you
do
share
not
that with
have
me
time in
now?
our meeting. I cannot share that with you right now, unfortunately. Yeah, it's understandable how you feel and your frustration. And I'll be honest with you, there's nothing that we're going to say in this call in the time that we have that's going to undo the way that you feel right in this moment. I personally will do everything that I can to give you as much specific information as I can after this call. I can't make any promises.
Okay, so obviously, we don't know what her performance was at this company, right? So it's difficult to say whether or not her firing was justified. However, if you're going to fire an employee, I feel like you should be ready with the receipts and provide a clear explanation for why she's being let go, especially as she claims that, her manager had been giving her positive reviews. And her manager, of course, was not even present because her manager allegedly didn't even know that she was going to get fired. But I'm curious what you think, John.
Well, I think that you should do that if you see her as a human
Exactly.
and care about her as a person, then you would do that. But I do think that based on everything else that we've seen, that would be inconsistent with their actual approach to their employees. She is being fired remotely based on what seems like really, really difficult to determine reasons. And I assume that probably happens a lot at that company and a lot of different companies. And watching this video, it feels like a dystopia is what it feels like. It feels like a cyberpunk dystopia where you are just fired by a person. By the way, that's an HR person on a Zoom call or something. In 2 years, that's not gonna be a real person. That's gonna be an AI generated avatar that's going to be contacting you. And they'll answer your questions and they'll have a program to feign a little bit of empathy. And they may even be able to do it better. But it won't be a person anymore because they'll have been replaced in the same way that you will be replaced. I would say that I would want to know, and I think it's very natural to want to know why you're being fired, particularly when it feels unfair. But also realistically, I mean, you're not gonna be able to convince them, persuade them, change their mind. Like it has like sort of a futility to it. Like I understand on a human level, you're losing your job. That's devastating. I don't know what's gonna end up happening to that woman. That's terrible, but you're not gonna like jujitsu them with logic or evidence into changing their mind, particularly when that HR person didn't decide to fire you. They were just handed a stack of people to contact and tell them that they have been canned. So there's everything about this is depressing and dark and futile.
I totally agree with you. And look, keep in mind that she's a young woman, she's in her 20s, and you know, I'm sure she's gonna be okay. I'm sure she's gonna be able to find another job. But increasingly, I've been thinking about people who have the rug pulled out from underneath them as they're in their 50s, in some cases, even 60s, because as we know, a lot of Americans work past retirement age because they need to. They have nothing saved for retirement. And obviously, Social Security benefits aren't enough to pay the bills. And I'm terrified for them, right? I'm terrified for us because we might find ourselves in that situation where we lose our jobs and age discrimination is still very much real and is not really being dealt with. There are no genuine protections. And so what do you do then? And when you think about just like the precarity of being a worker in America and how dispensable you are, how disposable you are, you know, like that really, it's like one of my biggest fears. And I have to say, it's like one of the things that I've been working through with a career coach, because growing up as a child of Armenian refugees, you know, there was a period of my childhood where we were really, really struggling. And that leads to a certain level of trauma that stays with you into your adult years. And it changes the way you behave in the real world, right? You're kind of like, there's this low level fear in the back of your mind that never really goes away because you don't want to find yourself in that position again. And then you see like the ease in which a company like this can just, again, pull the rug out from underneath someone, no warning, no real explanation if you watch the entirety of that video. And it just, it helps, in my opinion, to explain the anger that a lot of Americans are feeling. Which then allows for like faux populist politicians to come in and pretend like they understand these frustrations, when in reality, they do nothing to offer the protections that workers need. I wanted to just quickly get to the statements from the CEO and co-founder of Cloudflare, Matthew Prince, who responded to some of the backlash that the company received after she posted this video on TikTok. We fired 40 salespeople out of over 1,500 in our go-to-market org. What does that even mean? That's a normal quarter. Oh, okay, it's a normal quarter, so I guess this is okay. When we're doing performance management right, we can often tell within 3 months or less of a sales hire, even during the holidays, whether they're going to be successful or not. Matthew, the problem is how you guys did this and how careless you continue to be. Like, it's just so flippant. Like this response was so flippant. The video is painful for me to watch. Managers should always be involved. HR should be involved, but it shouldn't be outsourced to them. No employee should ever actually be surprised they weren't performing. We definitely weren't anywhere close to perfect in this case, but any healthy organization needs to get the people who aren't performing off very articulate here. That wasn't the mistake here. The mistake was not being more kind and humane as we did it. And last week, she wrote in a LinkedIn post that she was getting mixed messages from people who watched the video because, you know, she got a little bit of backlash and a little bit of critique because there is concern that by posting this video on social media, you're basically messaging to other potential employers that you're going to be a problem employee and that you shouldn't be hired. And unfortunately, I think there is truth to that criticism. But what other means do people have at this point to defend themselves when they feel that they've been wronged by a company? You get what I'm saying? So it's like a really difficult thing to address.
Yeah, it's difficult. She feels that she started filming it because she had a reason to believe it was about to happen. She felt that it was unjust and wanted to point it out. But there's good things, you know, that can come from, you know, revealing this thing, but not everything is going to be good. Like you are drawing negative attention to a corporation. I could see how that could potentially have consequences for you. I think that this could be handled better. I do think you might recall like a year or two ago, there were these stories of like Better.com's CEO did one of these where they get like 800 people in a Zoom call and they fire them all at the same time.
Oh God.
I feel like this is evolution from that. They're not doing that anymore, as far as I can tell. But look, this is kind of, I think this is almost a natural consequence of like the move to remote and working very far from, you know, like you could work in a different country, you could work in a different part of the country, like a different part of the country. It is going to feel more disassociated. There's going to be less of a connection. And that's compounded by the fact that some of these corporations like Cloudflare are absolutely massive. Like they have a sales team of 1400. They are not going to see these people as individual humans. And so you combine all of that and, you know, how much empathy can we expect? And if they were to really focus on making this as empathic as possible, that would probably be unbearably cringy. So yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but there's a lot about this that I don't like.
Well, clearly the answer isn't performance reviews because in this particular case, she got mixed messages from her manager and then she got fired. So
thanks for watching. If you become a member, you get to watch all this ad-free, except for, of course, this ad. Still, hit the join button below.